I'm Arjoba Tachminda. This is SpielPod.com, the week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from Betsy's Hotel, overlooking the beautiful Samshoblos de Dakaliki, Tbilisi. Today is Thursday, the 5th of February, 2015. On this date in 1631, Roger Williams arrives in America, Massachusetts, preaches against taking land from Indians in favor of religious tolerance for 4 years, and is then banished. Then, with the Narragansett Indians, he founds Rhode Island. 1852, the Hermitage in St. Petersburg opens to the public. 1883, Southern Pacific Railroads completes the Sunset Route from New Orleans to San Francisco. 1881, King Leopold II of Belgium establishes the Congo as a personal possession. 1909, Belgian chemist Leo Baekeland announces the creation of Bakelite, the world's first synthetic plastic. 1917, the overtly anti-Asian Immigration Act is passed over former Wesleyan University professor President Woodrow Wilson's veto. 1919, Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith launch United Artists. 1937, a very fed-up Franklin Roosevelt announces his plan to appoint 15 Supreme Court justices, since nowhere in the Constitution does it say the court must have 9 or any other number. 1958, Gamal Abdel Nasser is nominated to be the first president of the United Arab Republic, uniting Egypt and Syria. 1962, French President Charles de Gaulle calls for Algeria to be granted independence. 1989, the last Soviet troops leave Kabul. 2000, Russian forces massacre at least 60 civilians in the Novye Aldi suburb of Grozny, Chechnya. Birthdays today are Adlaide Stevenson, William S. Burroughs, Andrew Greeley, Hank Aaron, Roger Staubach, and Charlotte Rampling. Today in the U.S. is National Weather Person Day. I'm your host, Mark Mullen, from ULI, and I quote, "You asked about what makes smart traffic lights smart. Check the Tbilisi Sustainable Energy Action Plan, SEAP, S-E-A-P, page 11. I'm not saying that these plans are really smart. I'm just trying to make transparent where they come from. I actually took a look at the plans and posted on the forum are, I, Mark Mullen, I'm not quoting ULI anymore. And it's pretty interesting, worth taking a look. Anyway, the quote is from the SEAP thing. Quote, "In addition to the rehabilitation and construction on the road work, it is a priority the Tbilisi City Hall set to increase the capacity of transportation infrastructure and reduce traffic congestion through marking an efficient road, crossroad, and traffic light system and improved city parking scheme. The so-called Green Wave system was introduced in Pekini Avenue, allowing for an uninterrupted stream of vehicles through 6 intersections. Before, around 2,100 cars per hour had to stop at 4 out of 6 different intersections. Now, after introduction of the new system, around 800 cars have to stop only at 2 intersections, thus increasing the speed of the traffic flow and reducing the amount of fuel used by vehicles, approximately 2,000 liters less per day." And Dustin posts the link of Planet Money talking about Hernan de Soto and the Doing Business ranking that mentions Georgia in this excellent podcast. If you don't listen to it, it's fantastic and you should. But it was just about how Georgia dropped in the ranking and took out ads in the FT and all over the place talking about that. Thank you very much for posting to the forum. And everybody is welcome to do that. If you want to, you can also send us an email at tbilpod.com. Sorry, at tbilpod@gmail.com for any questions you have or stuff you want us to cover. Following up on last week's story, on the 2nd of February, 5 former police officers and or officials and 6 servicemen of the Interior Ministry's Special Purpose Unit were arrested in connection to the death of 2 men in a police operation in 2006. The prosecution claims it was premeditated murder. The investigation intensified after Yuri Vazagashvili, the father of one of the men, was killed on the 20th of January in an explosion at his son's grave. The Vazagashvili family were vocal campaigners for justice and accused the Interior Ministry of protecting the police officers involved in the 2006 operation. On the 23rd of January, Interior Minister Alexander Chikaidze resigned, supposedly as a result of the ongoing investigation. As a recap of what happened, Zura Vazagashvili and Alexandre Kubilov were shot dead, and a third man was wounded by the police while driving a car in central Tbilisi on the 2nd of May, 2006. Police claimed that at the time that they responded with fire only after shots were fired from inside the car, according to the official investigation at the time. The three men were on their way to commit a robbery. An alternative ballistic investigation, commissioned at the time by the Public Defender's Office, found that there were no shots fired from within the car of the three men. On April 27th, the authorities closed the investigation into allegations that police used excessive force. Among those arrested on the 2nd of February are Irakli Pirce Khalava, who was deputy chief of criminal police in 2006, several of his former subordinates, as well as a former commander of the Interior Ministry's special purpose unit in Tbilisi, Kakhat Nakani. The prosecutor's office said that 2006 police operation was planned by Pirce Khalava with the goal of killing Alexander Khubilov in revenge for Khubilov allegedly tipping off police about Pirce Khalava's brother, who was arrested on drug charges. Prosecutor's office claims that the official investigation at the time that the three men were intending to commit robbery was a false story to justify the operation. It also said that the operation, police officials planted firearms in Vazagashvili's car. Pirce Khalava denies the allegation, saying that the police operation was lawful and was aimed at preventing a robbery and had nothing to do with his brother. A lawmaker from the UNM, Givi Targamadze, said that the arrest of the former and acting police officers was a show staged by the authorities in order to divert public attention from their failure to investigate the murder of Yuri Vazagashvili. I have no idea what the real story is here, but I can say that me, Mark Mullen, this is not Givi Targamadze that I'm quoting, that it is my impression that there were several operations of this type in which the police arrested, or sometimes much worse, people on false charges or for some type of personal vendetta. This happened very often under the national movement. The police and prosecutors, as well as, of course, Shevardnadze, the police and prosecutors would collude to hide information and put out a false story, and there was absolutely no recourse. That became a very powerful and important part of state operations that every Georgian understood, but tended not to be much commented on by the international community, and eventually led to the end of the national movement's rule. On a separate story, I wanted to mention that BI made comments that Eka Gigaudi, the head of the hardest working NGO in the Caucasus, Transparency International Georgia, as well as Nino Lomjadi and the former head of GILA, that he was having his NGO do research about them. But I think we'll talk about that later. Last week, NATO Secretary General Alexander Vershbo was in Tbilisi. He said that despite Russia's very negative reaction towards a planned joint Georgia-NATO training center, they are firm in their resolve to go ahead with the plans and should have a facility before the end of the year. Vershbo also toured in Vaziani training range outside of Tbilisi on the 30th of January, which was one of the potential locations of the planned joint training center. An assessment team from NATO is tentatively visiting Georgia in February to look into the different possibilities of the location. On Saturday, the 31st of January, the Alliance of Patriots held a protest rally on Rustaveli Avenue in Tbilisi demanding the restoration of justice and punishing the previous UNM authorities. Over 1,000 people attended. They also demanded that judges who were biased in favor of UNM should be fired, that the people should be allowed to choose a new head of the Supreme Court. Irma Inashvili from the Alliance of Power addressed the rally, as did Emzar Kvitsiani, recently released former warlord in Abkhazia. The rally organizer said that they plan a massive rallies in March if their demands for justice are not met. In local elections in the summer of 2014, the Alliance of Patriots won just under 5% of the votes. Irma Inashvili is fairly new on the scene and is increasingly powerful. Those interested in Georgian politics should keep an eye out for her. Following up on last week's story, BI's interview on Imedi TV, on the 2nd of February, 46 NGOs released a joint statement condemning, a joint statement condemning BI's remarks that he was looking into the activities of several civil society activists, saying that it is threatening. As a reminder, in the interview, BI said that his organization, 2030, will prepare an interesting research on the head of ISFED, Nino Lomjadi, and head of TI, Georgia Eka Gigaudi, former head of GILA, Kakha Koshoridze. BI said that he has many questions for these people. The statements read that, quote, "We express concern over the pressure exerted on NGOs. Attacks have intensified recently, especially against those NGOs for the protection of democratic values and the creation of European style of governance. Signatories include Reed. The signatories are Open Society Georgia Foundation, Human Rights Center, Article 42, the Constitution, Civil Development Agency, IDFI. The statement also recalls remarks by Prime Minister Ghadabashvili from May 2014 when he said that the NGO campaign, This Affects You, was damaging Georgia's international reputation, undermining the country's security. The campaign was against the government's unfettered access to telecom operators' networks. The statement also said that via his threatening remarks, BI has actually pre-announced plans to release compromising material against civil society leaders. Finally, they said that BI's statement, quote, is the position not of an individual citizen, but of an informal ruler of the state. Such attitude harms not only the democratic values and ideas which the NGOs serve, but also strengthens groups which oppose these values, end quote. Prime Minister Ghadabashvili responded to the statement saying that it is completely incomprehensible why criticism from one NGO about another NGO is a source of surprise. He iterated and assured everyone that there is, quote, full transparency and full democracy in Georgia, end quote, and that freedom of expression of every individual and every organization will be protected. On a related note, much discussed, Goga Haindrava mentioned some an article in Sweden in which he was the source that criticized CETA for having funded NDI and Eurasia and some other organizations. It was discussed in one of the TV shows. I can't remember but he was critical of what Sweden was doing and said it was all going to be researched and that there was some connection with Misha and the UNF. Defense Minister Mindy John Elize participated in the NATO Defense Ministerial meeting on the 4th and 5th of February at NATO headquarters in Brussels. NATO Georgia Commission met on the 5th of February. John Elize presented defense reforms in Georgia and future development plans. There were also bilateral meetings with the American, British, Lithuanian, Polish, Romanian, and Belgian defense ministers. Public defender Nanuashvili filed a lawsuit in the Constitutional Court against a legal amendment that allows security agencies to retain direct access to the telecom operators' networks and, as a result, have secret surveillance. According to the Public Defender's Office statement from the 2nd of February, quote, the right of state agencies to have uninterrupted capability to copy metadata and receive content of communications in real time violates the right to privacy envisaged in paragraph 1, Article 20 of the Constitution, end quote. As a reminder, in late November, Parliament passed a government-backed package of legislative amendments allowing the Interior Ministry to retain direct access to telecom operator servers, but at the same time giving the Office of the Personal Data Protection Inspector the right to electronically authorize law enforcement agencies' lawful interception of communications once there is a relevant court warrant. According to opponents, the Interior Ministry operates a black box spy device in telecom operators' networks, and can easily circumvent the Personal Data Protection Inspector and their right. President Margvelashvili vetoed the bill. Parliament overrode the veto. According to Central Bank Chief Georgi Katagidze, the depreciation of the lari has reached a point at which it creates a significant threat of price hikes. Starting from next week, the Central Bank will tighten its monetary policy. So far, they've kept the key rate unchanged at 4%. Since early November 2014, the lari fell 17.3% against the dollar. Katagidze also said that it will be necessary to revise downward the existing 5% economic growth forecast. In environmental news, there were two protests over the week demanding preservation of Tbilisi's green spaces. On the 28th of January, environmentalist activists from Gorilla Gardening held a family-oriented protest against the construction of a hotel in Vake Park. Protests against destroying Vake Park's green space began last year in January 2014 with activists camping out in the park. Earlier this month, City Hall fined the company building the hotel for minor violations and construction work was temporarily halted. The construction company is Graal Limited, while the owner is registered as Tiflis Kostava. Protesters were demanding a halt in the construction work altogether and have collected more than 15,000 signatures in a petition to City Hall. They also said that the hotel is built if the hotel is built, the road will have to be expanded. It will mean cutting down more trees. Aliko Elisashvili, an independent member of the city council, also attended the protest. On Saturday, the 31st of January, hundreds of people marched through Tbilisi to protest the Panorama Tbilisi project. They gathered outside City Hall and walked towards the area the GDSTV office in Tatsminda, where preliminary construction has begun, and there's a massive hole already dug. Participants formed an SOS in the construction hole. The protesters said the project will ruin the authenticity and appearance of the old city, and that the project is not yet approved and doesn't have the necessary permits. As a reminder, the Panorama Tbilisi project was presented in March 2014 by the Co-Investment Fund, and one of the investors is BI. Economy Minister Gyuri Kvirikashvili and Energy Minister Kachi Kaladze were in Kiev last week, where they met with Ukraine's Economy Minister and Energy Minister. They discussed and exchanged experiences on relations with the EU, tourism, and efforts to intensify cooperation in the energy, agriculture, transport, and infrastructure sectors. They also agreed to hold a Georgian-Ukrainian governmental commission meeting in Batumi in June. And State Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration, Dato Bakradze, was on an official two-day visit to Ukraine from the 4th to the 5th of February by invitation of Ukraine's Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will supposedly visit Georgia in the near future, according to Foreign Ministry Minister Tomriko Berukhashvili. She returned to Georgia on the 4th of February following her first official working visit to the U.S. There she met Vice President Joe Biden during a meeting of foreign ministers in Eastern European countries with the chairman of the Atlantic Council's board of directors, John Huntsman, the last remaining normal Republican. President of the National Endowment for Democracy, Carl Gershman, and took part in a roundtable discussion at the U.S. Center for Strategic and International Studies. Former Justice Minister Zura Adeshvili was allegedly recently spotted in Kiev. He's on the Interpol red alert. Prosecutor General's office has now asked the Ukrainian government to detain Adeshvili and extradite him to Georgia. Adeshvili was charged in absentia in Georgia for abuse of power with the use of violence, inhumane treatment, provoking a crime, and fabricating evidence. Adeshvili has political asylum in Hungary. According to the UNM, to a UNM member of parliament, Adeshvili was invited to Ukraine to participate in consultations with the new government in conducting reforms, specifically against corruption. Former high-ranking official in the Georgian Navy was extradited to Georgia after he was arrested by Interpol in Brussels, according to the Interior Minister Viktor Chelidze, who served as deputy head of the Georgian Navy in Poti from 2000 to 2005, was reportedly found guilty of misappropriation and embezzlement, abuse of authority, fraud, and intentional destruction of military property. On the 3rd of February, Rustavioti aired a strange but much-discussed interview with a man who said that Zura Vazagashvili, who was killed in the 2006 police operation, had in fact killed his son in 2002. The man, Levan Gabunia, claims that the younger Vazagashvili and his friends killed someone and that his son Gyorgy witnessed the murder and that within a year, Vazagashvili killed his son as well. He said that Zura Vazagashvili was at first arrested for the initial murder, but was soon released because the father, Yuri Vazagashvili, paid $70,000 to the prosecutor. He alleges that he got this information from the investigators. Certainly the Vazagashvili family has a colorful and checkered past, and not to say that what happened in the police killings of them was above board or fair. I don't really know anything about it, but that was certainly a colorful family. Ministry of Economy is launching negotiations on signing the European Free Trade Association, known as EFTA, which unites Switzerland, Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. According to the ministry, the second session of the Joint Committee of Operations between Georgia and the EFTA was held in Tbilisi on the 4th of February to negotiate the terms. This is just the DCFTA, except for those countries that are not officially in the European Union. Belarus and Georgia are resuming cooperation, and Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko plans to visit Georgia in April. Agricultural Minister Otar Danelio was in Minsk this week for a meeting of the newly revived Georgia-Belarus Intergovernmental Commission. The commission met for the first time in 4 years and discussed trade and other forms of economic cooperation. Belarus will open a trade representation in Georgia to work on promoting Belarusian products. I don't know how this is related, but there have certainly been a lot of articles around recently about how Lukashenko is not hitting it off with Putin too well and is thinking about his European connections. U.S. State Department will set aside $51 million for Georgia and Moldova, supposedly to undercut Russia's influence in the region, especially in the context of the crisis in Ukraine. Some of the money will be used to help bolster the military, but much of it would support anti-corruption programs and measures to promote energy security and trade with the European Union. On the 4th of February, two more former officials were charged in the case of Prime Minister Zurabishvili's 2005 death, including a former chief prosecutor and deputy head of the National Forensics Bureau. The prosecutor's office claims the two exceeded their official powers and falsified evidence. The charges are that former police prosecutor Mamuka Gvaramia and Rostom Lazaria, who investigated Zhivanya's death, falsified the testimony of Mikhail Zadzamia, a member of Zhivanya's personal guard detail, and falsified documents in order to support events described in the testimony. Tbilisi City Court set a 3,000 lari bail for each of the accused and scheduled a pretrial hearing for the 26th of March. The prosecutor's office wanted the court to place them in pretrial detention, of course. On the 30th of January, President Margvelashvili met with several non-parliamentary opposition parties who are pushing for election system reform by scrapping the majoritarian component. Currently, 73 lawmakers in the 150-seat parliament are elected in majoritarian single-mandate constituencies, and the rest of the 77 seats are allocated proportionally under the party list contest for parties that clear the 5% threshold. The Council of Europe's Venice Commission has long been recommending Georgia to address the existing disparity of the size of the majoritarian constituencies, which vary between like 8,000 and over 100,000 voters. It undermines the principles of equal suffrage. Georgian election observers groups have also been calling for reform by replacing the current system with a regional proportional system. It's actually the Republican Party, and Dato Zubashvili had a parliament that's been particularly enthusiastic about this. It's based on open lists, where multi-mandate constituencies will be introduced instead of the existing single-mandate ones. So what that means is that the regions, like Imereti, according to its population, would have a certain number of candidates. So that the parties would present lists, and then depending on how many party votes they got, they would apportion those among the candidates that they proposed. So tiny regions like Svaneti, with very few voters, would have, you know, one or two. And then bigger ones would have more. Scrapping the direct single-member majoritarian system will require a constitutional change, which needs the support of at least 113 MPs. But if the system is only reformed through the regional proportional system of multi-member constituencies, meaning it's still majoritarian, it'll only mean amendments to the election code. This would be a huge reform if it happens. Watch this very carefully. Anybody who cares about democracy in Georgia should really pay attention to this, because it's only going to happen in this year. They can't change it the year before the election. It'll be too hotly contested. So there's really just 1 year to do it. If Margvelashvili backs it, that would be fantastic. If Otsneva, but supposedly, from what I've heard, Otsneva is against it because they feel like they're in the lead and they can control the majoritarian, the single member majoritarians more as they do now. They can control them more directly under the current system. Following up on last week's story, on the 4th of February, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into law ratification of the treaty on the elite alliance and strategic partnership with Abkhazia. On a similar note, the leader of South Ossetia has sent Russia a draft treaty on alliance and integration between Moscow and Tsin Valley. According to the Georgian news agency with the excellent name Nasha Abkhazia, Russian border guards attacked local Armenians in the village of Achadada in Abkhazia. In an interview with Armen Press, Abkhazia's Minister of Internal Affairs denies the information, arguing that it is a Georgian news source making a provocation. He said that there are Russian border guards stationed in Sukhumi, but that the Abkhaz have no reports of them leaving their posts or any attack. Two vice prime ministers will begin talks with Azerbaijani oil company Sokar to avoid an increase in tariffs for natural gas. According to Kaztransgaz, natural gas will get more expensive for legal entities in Tbilisi on the 1st of March, rising to 0.9 lari per cubic meter. Currently, the tariff for natural gas in Tbilisi is 0.4562 lari per 1 cubic meter. It's therefore doubling. The increase rate is associated with the lari to dollar rate, which has not doubled. Separatists from the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic plan to host a summit of unrecognized states in February or March. In an interview with Donetsk-based Oplot TV, the self-proclaimed foreign minister of Donetsk said that he hopes that there'll be a meeting of the League of New States. He listed representatives from Spain's Basque region, Belgium's Flanders, Venice, and the U.S. state of Texas as potential participants. Prosecutor's office wants to create a new department which will investigate offenses committed in the course of legal proceedings. He said that the initiative comes after the police received thousands of applications from victims of alleged torture, inhumane treatment, coercion, and people being forced to give up their property, all in the course of legal proceedings. The government has already issued a decree about creating a new body. This sounds like a good idea, but one that will be very difficult and complicated to implement with all sorts of problems associated with it, if everyone is terrified to do anything because they can then go to court later on for screwing it up. The government will implement a USAID Project Good Governance Initiative in Georgia. It's a five-year project with a budget of $9 million. The purpose of the project is to improve governance structures, transparency, accountability, efficiency, and strengthen democratic institutions. And who can argue with that? In a new report, Human Rights Watch criticizes Georgia for failing to prosecute cases of political violence, particularly attacks on UNM activists, and especially when the perpetrators are known. Organization writes that during the election campaign in April and May 2014, members of the UNM were disrupted and attacked in four cities and towns. Several men attacked former Health Minister Zuhra Chivadashvili. On the 3rd of February, six members of the group Free Generation were arrested in Tbilisi for petty hooliganism, where they were holding a rally against UNM outside the UNM office. They were demanding to convict former officials and to restore justice. They were detained after throwing balloons filled with red paint, one person for insulting a policeman. They were also condemning the UNM for urging young people to volunteer for the war in Ukraine and said instead to let their own children join the army rather than studying in foreign universities. As a note, Free Generation regularly holds rallies outside of the UNM office, which usually ends in a scuffle and people getting detained for minor administrative violations and immediately released. Archimandrite Antrimos will accompany actor Misha Meschi to the Oscars. Meschi played in the film Tangerines that was nominated for an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. They both confirmed it on their Facebook pages. The EU, Georgia, and the International Labor Organization launched a project promoting labor relations and social dialogue in Georgia aimed at supporting the dialogue between government, business, trade unions on issues of labor relations, workers' rights, and enterprises. The EU allocated 400,000 euro over 2.5 years for the project, with an additional 600,000 euros for further expansion, such as covering more industrial sectors. The Georgian-funded U.S.-based arts performance group Synetic Theater, which I have never seen but is quite famous and supposedly awesome, received 23 nominations for the Helen Hayes Award, one of the most prestigious theater awards in the Washington, D.C. area. I don't know how many theater awards there are in the Washington, D.C. area. Synetic Theater got 11 nominations for its wordless performance of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. The award will be given on the 6th of April. Five-star hotels preference Howling Tbilisi will open in the shorelines of Tbilisi Sea in May 2015. The hotel will be a part of the Tbilisi Sea New City, a project by Chinese Howling Group. French company Compagnie de Vichy will be investing in the Skaltuba Spa Resort in Western Georgia. The state-owned shareholding company Partnership Fund, together with consulting company Roar and Partners, worked on a concept of developing the Skaltuba Spa Resort and assessed that the project will require an investment of a paltry $750 million. First Lady Maka Chichua gave birth to a son on the 2nd of February. It is the presidential couple's first child together. They got married in September 2014. In parliamentary news, on the 1st of February, the Healthcare Ministry proposed a new draft law on labor migration, much discussed. The law will regulate employer relations and paid labor. According to the draft law, Georgian citizens seeking to work abroad using the service of an organization, then the organization will be obliged to collect and relay all related information for them about visas and so on. The draft law proposes changes for hiring foreigners in Georgia. Local employers will only be allowed to hire a foreigner if they cannot find a local who satisfies the requirements. They will have to submit information about the available vacancy and the required qualifications to the Ministry of Labor, Health, and Social Affairs. Then an administrative body operating within the ministry will hysterically search for local employees and present a list. If such a person is not found within 7 days, then the employer will be able to register an official request to employ a foreign citizen. The draft law also stipulates that a foreign citizen who comes to work in Georgia will have to get a special D1 working visa. Foreign students will be allowed to work as well, but not more than 24 hours per week. Not all foreign citizens will be subject to the new regulations. Teachers and lecturers, professional athletes, coaches, employees of diplomatic missions and equivalent organizations, employees of international humanitarian organizations, accredited foreign journalists, engineers, and temporary medical personnel will be exempt. There's talk that it is required by the EU, but in general, in my view, it is a very ill-conceived law. Like the badly implemented and annoying residence requirements, requires administrative action by people that the state is not able to implement particularly well, and it's unnecessary. On the 4th of February, Parliament endorsed three new members of the Central Election Commission nominated by President Gheorghe Margvelashvili. They are George Javakashvili, Deputy Finance Minister, part of the Otsneva Coalition, Gheorghe Chikabaridze, head of the Kutaisi branch of Georgian Young Lawyers, and Zura Kirikadze, who failed to get enough votes in December but was elected this time with 105 votes. The meme this week is really just a story that everybody is talking about, of a criminal in Kakheti who twice managed to escape from police. In court, he was found guilty of stabbing someone and then vanished from the courtroom. Police chased him and caught him, and somehow he escaped again and is still on the loose. No visuals with this one, but everybody's talking about it. Stuff to read. This week's CRRC blog looks at changing attitudes towards premarital sex in Georgia. Oliver Bullock writes for The Guardian on how corruption cripples Ukraine, focusing on the healthcare system. A mention at the end on where Ukraine's new healthcare minister, Alexander Kvitikashvili, comes in to tackle it. New York Times profiles violinist Lisa Batiashvili, who's playing at the New York Philharmonic, and her artistic protest against Putin friend and conductor Valery Gergiev. Will Cathcart and Thomas Kapp write for the Georgia Journal on Rosneft deal buying out 49% of the Poti oil terminal and the lack of reaction from Georgian authorities. The why is unknown for now, but the effect is that Georgia is helping out Russia circumvent Western sanctions and helping it expand influence in the region. Mamuka Tsvetaeli writes for the Atlantic Council, arguing for Georgia's strategic importance for the U.S., and Georgia is an oil transit hub from Asia. But Georgia's security cannot be taken for granted. The U.S. really needs to step up on that. Lots of details on what's going on through Poti. In general, this is a really great article. Not too long, but lots of detail. He really knows what he's talking about, and it is a very important topic on which very little is written that says anything particularly interesting. Read it. Also from Georgian Journal, an article on the task ahead for the government agency responsible for researching whether the Georgian fuel market is being monopolized. The latest balance sheet of the five big oil product import companies operating in Georgia and suspected of having a cartel agreement are not available. Very interesting article. The FT looks at the construction boom in Abkhazia as a potential El Dorado for migrant workers. Interview with composer and singer Tinatin Japaridze about her work and achievement. She's written the UN anthem, songs for Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion. Draft law on migration is mentioned above. You can read the whole law and leave your comments. All these things are posted on our forum. Amidani Cinema is showing Jupiter Ascending in 3D every day from the 5th to the 9th of February at 4:45. In London, the Foreign Policy Center and European Commission representation in the UK are hosting an event, Trouble in the Neighborhood, the Future of the EU's Eastern Partnership Project. Speakers will include UNM Parliamentary Leader Dato Bakradze and the economist Ed Lucas. It's on Tuesday, the 10th of February from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Houses of Parliament in Westminster. RSVP events at fpc.org.uk for any information. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at txtbuk or email Tpielpod, tblpod at gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website, www.tpielpod.com. And we will finish with, from 1996, Blackstreet, featuring Dr. Dre and Queen Penn, No Diggity.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play up. Play on, play that. Yo, Drake.
Trump reverse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat drives, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so frequent to her. Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Flying first class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now the thing, Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? How shows improves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Taking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your again Chauncey. I'll be sending a call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen
no
and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity, no.
We out.